verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Now, who do you think of as being a man that this would fit? Well, how about Abraham? How generous he was in all that he did in his giving. He told Lot, you just take any part of the land you want, and I'll take what's left. Takes a very generous man to divide real estate like that, you know. And how about he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand? That man Lot looked down and he saw Sodom and Gomorrah and he said, my, that's the place to go. I think Abraham was very foolish not to go down there, and he'd have top priority. But since he's given me the opportunity to choose, I'll choose that down there. With a very slack hand, very selfishly went down there. He lost everything. And what a picture that you find here. And then this reveals also something else. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. There are two words that won't go together in the Bible. Faith and laziness do not mingle. A lazy Christian is not a Christian with real faith in God. And one that is diligent, I tell you, is one that will work. One that will labor. When the Lord called the Apostle Paul, he didn't get a lazy individual. Now we read in verse 5, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Now you have here a contrast again between the boy that is diligent. He's called wise here because he works in summer. And the one that sleeps during the time of harvest, the lazy one, he's the one that is not going to get the job done. I'd say, Christian friend, that you need to recognize that God wants to train you and school you. I remember that I was a pastor in a little church, and I had a wonderful wife, and she encouraged me. I was never satisfied. I wanted to do something more for God than I was doing there. And so she encouraged me to finish working on my doctor's degree and studying the Bible, redeeming the time for the days are evil. And I took advantage of that period, and I thank God for it. Someone said, how do you have time? Having been pastor here in Southern California of two churches, that you're so busy all the time. When did you prepare? Friend, you go back to Texas, to a little town where I had 5 years. And I tell you, I spent that time studying. And the day came when God enabled me to use that. And I would say to any young person today, you want to be used to God, then wherever you are, begin to prepare yourself. Remember, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son. God's given you time now to prepare. Take advantage of it. Oh, these are tremendous truths. My friend, these are eternal truths. And the interesting thing is, these are truths not to soar around up yonder in the heavenlies, although they're going to fit in mighty well there. They're right down here on the sidewalk. And if they can't walk on the sidewalk in your town, there's something wrong with them. But the interesting thing is, if they don't work for you, there's nothing wrong with them. There's something wrong with us.